President Bush says the United States and Europe must join forces to prevent Iran from developing nuclear weapons.
One country can't solve all problems. I fully agree with that. A group of countries can send a clear message to the Iranians, and that is, we're going to continue to isolate you. We'll continue to work on sanctions. We'll find new sanctions if need be. If you continue to deny the just demands of a free world.
In their summit communique, the U.S. and EU leaders speak of imposing economic sanctions beyond those already put in place by the United Nations if Iran refuses to suspend nuclear enrichment. President Bush says a nuclear-armed Iran would be a dangerous place, stressing Tehran has a decision to make.
They can either face isolation or they can have a better relations with all of us if they verifiably suspend their enrichment program.
There was no breakthrough at the summit on another lead item on the agenda, climate change. At a news conference after the talks, Mr. Bush repeated his opposition to mandatory restrictions on emissions of so-called greenhouse gases. But he said he remains hopeful a common strategy can be achieved.
I think we can actually get an agreement on global climate change during my presidency, just so you know.
The Prime Minister of Slovenia, which currently holds the revolving presidency of the European Council, represented the 27 EU members at the summit. European Commission President José Manuel Barroso also took part in the meeting. He says it is important that this summit occurred in a relatively young democracy, part of a post-Cold War growth spurt in EU membership.
And now we have from the Atlantic to the Black Sea, from the Mediterranean to the Baltic Sea, democratic countries living together in peace.
They had a broad agenda for the summit, which only lasted a few hours, from the Middle East to settling a transatlantic dispute over access to European markets for U.S. chickens. On security issues, there was a demonstration of shared values with a call for China to engage in results-oriented talks on Tibet with representatives of the Dalai Lama. The summit also urged the government of Zimbabwe to refrain from violence and voter intimidation and ensure a free and fair presidential runoff election on June 27th. The summit took place at a castle just outside Ljubljana. It is the same spot where President Bush held his first meeting in June 2001 with then-Russian President Vladimir Putin and famously declared he looked into Mr. Putin's eyes and got a sense of his soul. As his final summit with EU leaders ended, Mr. Bush sounded a bit nostalgic.
My first visit as the U.S. president to Europe included my first stop in Slovenia. My last visit as U.S. president to Europe includes first stop in Slovenia. It's a fitting circle.
From Slovenia, President Bush travels to four key Western European allies, Germany, Italy, France, and the United Kingdom. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, Ljubljana.